You'll have to let me know the outcome of that, because I'm honestly curious. I wish I could go. I wanted to go because I would like to see what I could barter some of my stuff for, or just sell outright. But like Sean said, those radios are sought after because there's not a lot of them. Like, you got a 9700, you've got a 705, and you got a FTX1 and a 991A. I think those are the only radios in production right now that'll do sideband. I'm sure there's others, but and those are all very expensive radios, so it's not like you're going to get into it for cheap. So these used ones that have been around for, you know, like I think my date code on mine is 2006, I think. You know, they still hold their value. That I don't know what that radio sold for back then, but I imagine it's probably somewhere around $500-$600, and that's what I paid for it.
Yeah, you know, I think if I don't find something that's like I feel like I'm getting a deal on, not that I'm like stealing it from somebody, but like I'm getting value, I may just save up some money and go a different route and buy something brand new. But like you said, you start getting into like laying out a bunch of cash for some of this stuff, because you get into like a 705. I remember when you had that 705 before, all the parts that you had to go with it, the tuner, the amp, the this, the that, you had a ton of money wrapped up into that thing. And, you know, it's, I have so many interests and hobbies. I don't want to get, you know, $2,000 wrapped up into any one thing, but we'll see. K8RUH.